Okay. We're live?
We are live.
So the first thing I wanted to talk about is I actually don't know who Sean is. And if he was in a past episode, I don't remember too much. But now Ellie's living with him.
Was he in a past episode? I don't think so.
No, if he was, no,
it was very minimal. Because their paths kind of crossed. Yeah.
No. So that took me by surprise, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Second, like, that is not Ellie's type. And I don't know what she's doing with him. He's like this just really drab jock dude. And, like, that's not her. So.
Yeah.
That,
he seems like a
he's
jock
more
to
of a
you.
Car dude than a jock dude. He does play basketball.
He wears muscle shirts.
Team. Yeah,
he wears like a lot of muscle tees. So that's why
he bench presses in his front room.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of where his brand is at right now.
Like, it's not. It's just not her. And I always try to put myself back in the 2005 era, and. So even though I was like a real emo punk rock dude, I dressed like Sean because I played every sport in high school. So I just always had gym shorts and a t-shirt on because I was always ready to play sports. I mean, that was just my life. Yeah. And I can 100% tell you I was never landing like a goth baddie like Ellie in high school dressing like that.
Interesting description of Ellie.
Okay, but we did establish that she got her hair done.
After the shooting.
Is it after the shooting?
It's after the shooting. She's still looking greasy right now.
She is still looking greasy. Okay, she looks... So you think this... Maybe this is the theory that, like, guys like the way you look on, like, the worst day of your life.
Like, what does she look like?
Like, they are attracted. They are attracted to that.
I've given a lot of, like, compliments where it's like, oh, you fucking serious? I'm so ugly right now. Like, yeah. Maybe there is something to that.
I think so, because she doesn't... The glow up is not happening for another episode.
Like I said, transforming myself back to 2005... Ellie would have 100% would have been a woman like I would have like died to have dated. Like I would have quit baseball to date her. Like
just giving up your baseball career.
Immediately regretted that decision.
Yes.
Once her personality became a part of it.
But yeah, it's just so weird for me to look at that and be like, man, like those girls thought I was like a loser because I played sports. And to see her just, like, living with a dude, like, it's so wild to me. Honestly, Sean goes kind of hard in this episode, though. Like, he is just ripping on her mom, and I'm here for every
shitting
bit.
On
yeah,
her. He gives no fucks from
big
me.
He didn't
shits.
Go hard enough, in my opinion. Like, we'll
big
get to
shits,
some of that.
Right. He left some stuff on the table.
Yeah. But... the quote, snuggling up with a few empty bottles. I'm like, yo, and you asked this girl 2 seconds later to live with you.
That's bold.
That's a bold move.
It's like, I care about you. What? Like, this is weird.
Yeah. And I also love, like, how she's basically out of the apartment, right? And, like, the door is, like, closed, like, this much. And all of a sudden, he just, like, quips, you can stay here, like, with me. And then, like, she's back in. that was a really well opening. Because it just hit you and it didn't stop.
Yeah.
Nice intro to Sean, though. Like, honestly...
That's funny.
I feel like I'm jealous of Sean, but he seems like a cool dude.
He is.
Yeah, I'm a Sean girl.
I like Sean, yeah. It's funny that this is your intro to him. This is actually a funny intro to him.
You know what I just am realizing? My husband is Sean Cameron. My husband is the kid who got in way too much trouble, but like at his core is just this like sweet, sensitive boy.
A lot of them are.
I'm glad I married a Sean and not a Craig, because it could have gone one.
Oh yeah, you thing. Were you definitely were skirting that line. You could have ended up with.
You know what? Craig wasn't the worst in this episode.
No, he's not.
He's not good, but he lays pretty low.
I don't like that he's like, you know, voyeuristically taking like revenge photos, but I mean other.
He's like, but he's also emoting so hard. Like, he is like reacting so in so much disgust and bizarre. And he looks so bizarre. Yeah.
Is constant.
Even with like, oh, I get like two or three things to do in this episode in the corner. That's fine. I'm going to make it work.
he really, I will say that the voyeur photo was definitely like, oh. Okay. I mean, like, I knew something like that was coming whenever that one girl was like, oh, make sure you bring your camera. Like, that was some foreshadowing. Basic foreshadowing.
We got to remember that he's a photographer, Chris. You don't really get that.
Yeah, I don't know.
They bring that up only when convenient, literally, because he's a musician most of the time.
I thought my man just had his camera and everyone knew it. It's like, oh, go get your camera, I guess.
Dust the cobwebs off that bitch. Yeah.
So, after a wild ride of a first 3 minutes of an episode, we immediately go into even more wild shit. Where not Paige. Oh my god, her name's not Paige.
Manny.
Yeah.
Manny. Ellie. No, not Ellie. Manny is like, yeah, my dad has a boyfriend. I hate gay people. Like, that's Ashley. Just so casually, it was like, you know what's really gonna make me fucking vomit? My dad and his boyfriend. Like,
and deodorant. Oh, and the lack of deodorant is really what should be making her concerned about the situation. Yeah.
I think it's less about the fact that it's his boyfriend and more about the fact that it is the man that he cheated on her mom and left their family for.
But he's living his truth now, and he's happier.
He is living his truth now.
Ashley sometimes needs to let it go.
Long-term pain.
Mom has sincerely moved on.
Right? She's got Jeff.
She is completely not tuned in to this gay shit.
So, without me knowing that, the first thing I'm hearing about Ashley's two dads is, like, she hates gay dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's perfect for her character. It doesn't really get any more succinct than that.
That really took me by surprise. I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting this angle. And then Ellie with the classic line, you know, live in sin. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be Ellie. She's gotta say the shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a. Yeah, I don't know. That was just a weird interaction too, just because.
Yeah, over deodorant though, Chris.
Yeah,
that
whole scene was like 1 minute, and they managed to quote the Bible and then hate gay people. And that was it. There really wasn't much else storyline to it.
No, it's like, why is this here?
Really, I guess for people like me who didn't know Ashley had two dads, but.
Mm.
Now I do. Mm.
Now you do.
Now I do.
And, you know, Ashley sucks too.
She does suck. Every time I see her, I hate her.
Yeah. You get doses of her, and every time it's compounding. I'm like.
Yeah, I guess she has been in every episode Chris has watched.
Every, and she's been awful in them too. Not a good person. And you know what? Like, I'm really bad at this, and this is a personal flaw, and I'm not trying to hide it, but. Whenever I start to dislike people, like, I view them as, like, ugly. And I'm starting to dislike her character. And I'm sure Ashley in real life is wonderful, so I'm sorry, Ashley, if you hear this. Does she have any spots where, like, she's nice or good? Because I haven't seen it.
She has vulnerability, but not really, like, good, I wouldn't say.
Good Lord.
Yeah, she's largely undeveloped, I feel like, which is funny because she was like a main character when they started the show.
Really?
But she was always fairly whiny, even when they, in that stage where they were focusing on her, she's just like, you're ruining my life. I just have no independent.
So
she doesn't really get her own storylines after season two, does she?
No, like, after Cheryl's social
isn't even about her.
And her Craig's cheating is not about her. She's an afterthought. Yeah, she has that whole like social upheaval where she's no longer the queen bee alongside Paige, and she's like alt girl. Falls to the down, like falls down the ranks with Ellie, kind of. And now she's like adjacent to that crowd again, which is like,
yeah,
she's very inconsequential.
She's in Downtown Sasquatch now, too, apparently.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She wormed her way right. Isn't that weird from the last? Shit.
Craig is trying so hard to get her back,
he wants to get her, but yeah, but like it, the opening there is because of, not even opening, she's just on the keyboard. They just were like, yeah, let's just throw her in there on the keyboard because that is needed.
So is this her first time being in the band? Is this episode or she was in it before?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the first time we see her, yeah. Yeah.
No introduction. Just
she's just in the back. Love it. Yeah, I don't think, yeah, because they're, Craig's but they're like, terrible.
I'm trying to get Ashley back and she does play the keyboard.
Yeah. So, and we could use that, you know.
Yeah, add that to
I
the
hope
mix.
Melissa Addition. Likes my shirt. Just as a side note, we ordered our like t-shirts for the con.
Mm-hmm.
And I made one that's Melissa, the Ashley's actress is going to be there. I'm really excited mm-hmm. about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it's yeah.
Speaking of bad music. So we'll get to the song later, but the next scene where Spencer's practicing drums is is quite literally the worst like practicing I've ever seen in my life, like,
yeah,
which is weird because I can tell that they try to like make it seem like these people know what they're doing, but under no circumstances does Spinner look like he knows how to play drums in this instance, which is weird because he looks like he can play drums actually behind the kit when playing. But if you watch it again, it is so horribly, like, ham-fisted. It's bad. It's bad. It really stood out to me.
Yeah, isn't Shane a drummer in real life?
Shane is a drummer.
Yeah. So, I thought you said that. Yeah, so the practicing part looked so bad, like, disgustingly bad.
I think it's one of those things where, like, in TV shows, they in, like, movies where they tell people who can sing and who can play instruments to, like, do it badly so that there can be an improvement because it's like I would have like do you think you'd be able to convincingly play badly like as a musician
wouldn't you look
kind of ham-fisted
so like I said I've seen him play drums and he looks like natural but if you watch it he was literally just like so when you drum
he's like
it's all
even
the
I know
like, it's a lot of the wrist
the way he was
and he
playing.
Is like It was just really jarring. So, I think maybe my favorite line from the whole episode. Whenever Sean hits Ellie with, crack open a, crack open a third bottle for dinner. God, that's such
a
like, vicious. Sean. Vicious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I love that
he's
every time.
Sick of Mrs. Nash's bullshit. Well, it's great.
I love that every time that he hits her with like one of these heat-seeking missiles, she like, I know that like I hate a lot of my family, and if you were to talk bad about my family in front of my face like that, I still would be whoa, yo, chill. But she was just like, you know what? You're right. I love you, Sean.
I think it's different because her mom like. Her mom is actively hurting her right now. And frankly, like, as not sensitive as Sean is being with it, like, it's shit she does need to hear because it's the shit she's thinking.
Yeah. And she's reluctant to badmouth
her
mom.
Once her mom's in rehab, it's not going to be okay for Sean to say that shit.
Yeah, right, when her mom's actively working on herself. But her mom's, like, almost, you know, killed her. And...
Dude, she sucks.
Like, okay, but Chris, did you happen to get... How many times did you watch that scene where she approaches the fire in the kitchen?
Okay, we're getting to that.
Okay,
I have
cool.
That in my notes.
Okay, awesome.
Because I have some things I want to talk about that scene.
Okay, continue. Because I really am excited to hear your thoughts about the fire.
And yeah, So, the same scene though, after dropping that heater, about cracking mm-hmm. open a third bottle for dinner, he does like his best like politician impression, and he was like, "Let me make it simple. Move in." And she was like, "Sold. I'm moving in. You're right. We can make this work."
Best idea ever.
Yeah.
He did make
You're
it simple.
So smart.
He made it simple. Move in. And she was like, "God, this is what I needed to hear today. This was my sign."
I liked that she needed to hear it so many times before it finally broke through, though.
Mm-hmm. But I care about you. Move in. Like, I don't, you know. Yes, I believe you now. I believe this makes sense. No.
Yeah. And, I mean, after she decides to move in, like, this brings up what's probably been my favorite segment of Degrassi since you guys have gotten onto it, is Mom just wreaking fucking havoc in the school. My favorite thing, like, there's just so much, like, so many good parts in it. Like, whenever she was just being such an over-the-top bitch about homework, she was like, "So, do you give a lot of homework? Is there a lot of partners in that homework? Is sucking dick part of homework?" She just...
Simpson is like, I don't get paid enough.
He's trying so hard to not blow up Ellie's spot.
Yeah. He really
is out lying to this woman or really interacting with her at all.
He would like to be a far away from her, like across the
room. I know. Then she hits him with the, it's actually Simpson. And she's like, like the cartoon. And then he just goes, yeah, God, it was so good.
It's like, this is the first time I've ever heard that. You're so original.
God, it was just so funny how, like, he clearly didn't want to be there. She rolls over the conversation, just slut shames her daughter all over the place. And it's just like, "Oh, you look like a Simpson, loser. Bye."
Yeah.
God. And then, like, 3 seconds after that, partners, huh? Like, figure skaters?
Like, I know.
To Ashley's dad's. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, what are you going to do? Redecorate until they surrender?
She's manic. I believe she's drunk. Like, she's
must
she's
be
certainly...
nice. I don't have a man by my side. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's their fault for being gay that your husband's off in Kabul.
Yeah. Yeah, God, it just, and then I love that, like, very time specific for that era is like how gay people like still had like very little rights, and they just was like, "All right, we're sitting here and taking this and being cordial." Like, that is a very 2005 like reaction from a gay couple, and like now you can probably hit. And
it's
like, it's
just, the smile, like the polite smile.
Yeah, that really did. Like, that was one of the first things I noticed about that scene when she was like, you know, obviously just being homophobic towards him. It was like, "Oh, okay," that like just being polite and offering condolences. And it's like, wow, yeah, times have changed.
I did too. Yes, I did. She's like the worst. She's the worst. And I feel for Ellie because she can't even, like, she has no cojones in her to, like, tell her mom to, like, to go lay in the back of the car and sober up a little bit.
All right. So, after the fire scene, there is what I would consider a little bit of a lull. I think there's like 3 minutes of just like, I don't know. It didn't grab me. I felt like it was just kind of filler. But it did go into like another great scene where Ellie's now moving in, right? Like, this is enough. Mm-hmm. I've had enough. I'm moving in, Mom. Bye. Can't stop me anymore. And I love that, like, the first thing that happens whenever she moves in with Sean is that he's like, oh, it looks like my CD collection's doubled, and it's her cut kit.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Did you the humor. First he has to throw in one more dig and be like, my stuff stinks from being at your place.
Oh no, I missed that entirely.
Yeah. It's like the first thing he says when they walk into the apartment. It's beautiful. It's so unnecessary.
It is. It's just like his pettiness at work. He's so fucking petty.
I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah, Sean's just at on, like, peak menace in this episode.
He's awesome. I honestly, like, talking about this and kind of, like, being back in the moments, like, I dig Sean. Like, I don't know what else he went through, but I dig him. He's fun. And, yeah. But, yeah, I love that he's like, yeah, I made room for you and blah, blah, blah. And then there's the cut kit. We got to bring back. He's like, I thought you stopped for me.
It's like, you naive boy.
Also, I don't know. Like I said, we've established I'm not a cutter. That seemed to be a pretty expansive kit. I mean,
right, there was... Like, it was a hobby.
It's like
my collection of crochet tools.
There was so much in there. It was, yeah, like... It was like she was going on vacation and she had a lot of spots she wanted to cut in.
Yeah, I think that they just, I'm sure that they want to try to be as realistic as possible, but at the same time, why does Ellie need all of that shit?
Yeah, whatever, like, happened to just having a razor blade in your pocket?
Yeah, I don't, they
or a compass.
Gotta get the compass,
They're like, she's also a hoarder. She's a she's a cutter and she's a hoarder.
How many ways can we make Ellie suck?
Value.
Yeah. That's sentimental value. And yes, how many ways?
Yeah. You know, something that is another, you know, 2005 type thing was her popping the popping the bracelet against her skin.
Yeah.
I've had a few friends who dealt with that same issue, and I just vividly remember the popping a lot. So that was actually a really good touch.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had a kid in school at that time and was like, oh, yeah, this is really happening. So
it's like for that touch. I think for Ellie in particular, her storyline is like research to the point of like comfort level of the particular writer, because I think that there may be something to that, because some of the actions are pretty like, yeah, this is how someone who does this would behave, but then some of it is like, oh, you just don't really want to know the nitty gritty, do you? So you think they just hoard. Like,
oh, here's my CD collection of my cutting supplies.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, the first time I watched it,
mm-hmm,
because there was so much shit in there, I thought it was heroin. I thought he found like a bag of like her like drug paraphernalia, and I was mm-hmm. like, "Oh, Ellie's now on heroin," as mm-hmm. like a response to her mom.
This shit got dark.
But that right? was like, but that lasted for like 2 seconds when he was like, "Oh, I thought you stopped," and then I was like, I went back, I'm like, "Oh, that's a cutting kit for some reason."
Approximately 2 seconds you thought that the show was doing something that surprised
you. Yeah. I mean, it opened and I was like, oh my gosh, she's on heroin. This was crazy.
It's like, no, the show just actually doesn't understand that people who cut are not hoarding a drugstore's worth of razors in a CD case.
I know y'all have seen all these shows, but this is only my third show that I've seen. And one mm-hmm. thing I have learned about Degrassi is that, like, I'm just ready for anything to happen. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of shit you can tell me happened, and I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, I mm-hmm. believe it. You're right, it does go there.
It does.
It goes there. All right, so this is actually my favorite scene, just because of how unhinged it is, is everything about the car wash. So...
I feel like we spent a lot of time talking about the car wash in the main episode. Yeah.
These are teens, right?
Yeah, they are.
This is the horniest shit I've ever seen on a children's show.
I know, right?
They are just straight up spraying each other's titties. There's one point where Spinner, like, looks down at her titties and, like, they're like, oh, what is this? I'm like, I felt like it was in a fever dream for a couple of those things. And there was a lot, man. I don't want to say it made me uncomfortable.
It should.
It was just like, man, these are 16-year-old teens just being horny on Maine. Like, this was certainly a show direction.
Shot of, like, dads just chilling, sitting, eating fucking snow cones and
watching. Oh, yeah.
And just watching.
So, you know, we can tie it all together. That guy who's sitting there eating the ice cream
or
the snow cone, like, that totally looked like Joe Biden.
Oh, shit.
Like, you know how Joe Biden loves to sit in his car and eat ice cream and shit?
Like, now we can tie this all together.
I was like, yeah, wow, things really do come full circle.
It's not good. I think, like, here's my issue. Here's my issue with this whole, like, who planned this to serve grown-ass people snow cones while watching a teen sex car wash?
Oh, my God.
It's just weird. I'm uncomfortable. Like,
what would you do, Chris, if you went to support fucking Spalding at their car wash and this is what you got?
I mean, if I had the choice to not do it, I probably would not do it. But if I was stuck there, I'd probably just look at my phone. I wouldn't like, window open, be eating a snow cone.
Right, like openly staring.
I'd take the snow cone
at these kids.
I feel like there are not enough like moments in my life where a snow cone is an option, so I'm not going to turn it down.
Caroline said, "Viva la snow cone."
It immediately feels uncomfortable because like one of the first things is like they're literally spraying each other in the titties with water.
Yeah,
and it's just a bunch of horny teens, and then I noticed Sean has a tongue ring. And Spinner has a tongue ring.
He does. And,
like, what is going on in this fucking episode? And then you have the homewrecker, who's like, "Oh, Paige isn't here. I've never noticed how fucking hot you are behind the drums."
Oh, like, shit!
Good lord!
It's the homewrecker for me. She is certainly at peak. Like,
I mean, he's not wrong.
We flirty twirly girl,
but no,
flirty twirly girl. Yeah, she's not doing.
She was on her knees, said "pretty please" with ketchup and gravy.
Yeah, she sure did. That's never sounded good. I don't know about you.
No,
it was never.
I
was never like a fan of their relationship because, you know, they had a brief, I think, flirtation before, but this is like they weren't together.
No, they're about to start.
They're about to start dating, yeah. But
and then she finds out that he got Drake shot, and they break up.
Yeah, it's very brief, but it's not like I just never saw he basically slut shamed her, like in their last sort of interaction, quote unquote. So it's not
She do be kind of acting in gross ways, though.
I'm not saying the shoe doesn't fit, but
she dropped to her knees and promised gravy.
Yeah,
and she was like, "Spray me down." And
I love gravy, but ew, please.
Also, too. So, whereas I wanted Ellie in high school, who I actually dated was Manny.
So,
yeah.
That sucks for you. So I'm sorry.
This episode kind of hits a little too close to home.
Cuts close to the bone. Sorry, Chris.
this is no bullshit. I was dating this girl. I'm going to leave her name out. She's a wonderful girl.
Thank you.
I was dating her in high school. It was our junior year. I was in a band with a guy. and I was the singer. He was the drummer, and she came to all of our band practices, right? And she was like, oh my God, never knew you guys had this side of you, because we were like, you know, like, we were like the popular kids, right? The popular kids aren't in bands, but we were in like a punk rock band, and she was a cheerleader, and she was, she's Manny, like literally Manny, just the preppy it girl. And she actually wound up cheating on me with my drummer.
This is like fan fiction. Wait a minute.
She literally was like, I've seen the lead singer and now I want the drummer.
Literally, like, that soundbite from Euphoria. Is this fucking play about us? Like, you're watching this episode, like, do you bitches know some shit? Why did you make me watch this? Because that's kind of creepy.
So, keep in mind, as I'm uncomfortable with teens being sexual with each other, I have this layer of my life replaying in front of my very eyes. So it was a tough scene. But despite the fact that they got stupidly fucking off time, and I actually think that they did that as far as like a making a show. They did it really well, because whenever you do get off time and whenever you do like kind of start to mess up, you kind of start trying to match what other people are doing, and before you know it, everyone's doing the wrong thing, because you need to focus on the one person who's doing like. But yeah, and I thought that was really good. But I thought the song was kind of dope. Like, it reminded me of 311, and I'm a big 311 fan. And I was a big fan of the music for this. I thought they wrote a good song.
It's Craig's music for a while, so it's going to be good. Craig has pretty solid. And, like, I think we talked about how it was, like, a reggae leaning like ska essence sort of thing, which was very good mix. And even though they're, like you said, off time, it still sounds good.
Yeah, like whenever it's all clicking, that's good.
Right, it's gonna be beautiful.
And God,
well, it's like you were saying in the Battle of the Bands episode about live music, like it doesn't sound that great. This was not good. Like, they were off time, but
you're at the sexy car wash, and they brought all their shit.
Sexy underage car wash.
They're literally, they have all their shit on the front stairs.
That car wash is not a good time at all.
They know that they have Manny out there in an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Dude, yeah, she had like
pink bikini. Like.
But also, too, another great thing about this is whenever Drake fake shoots the guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, Drake has always been a fake shooter. Like, it is just so hilarious how there is the only two things he does in this episode is fake shoot someone and be a sexual deviant. And it's like, wow, this dude has not changed in 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, he said, this is who I am, and I'm never changing.
He hasn't gotten shot yet, but he's predicting it, you know? It's a foreshadowing.
Yeah, because that's the dude who shoots him, right?
Yeah.
So I accidentally know that after the fact. I wrote a note that that guy looks like a school shooter. And then turns out he's the school shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen that meme that was going around for a long time with Dylan? I think it was Dylan Sprouse, not Cole. And he was dressed in circle glasses, and he had the middle part and long hair. Yeah, it was supposed to be like a flattering. It was not. It was like it's like feel cute, might shoot Drake later, was the caption. And I'm like, there is a certain like brand that he's channeling.
It's kind of weird. Like, school shooters and like mass shooters really haven't changed their fashion in 20 years.
Some things are just timeless.
They're like, why mess with a good thing? We, you know.
Timeless, yes. Yes. Well, I ruined a classic look.
Did oh you my steal gosh. That glass from work?
I borrowed it. I will take it back.
No, I love it. As the owner, you're allowed to have your work stolen glasses.
That's a dangerous precedent to set, but yes.
Not a lot of them, but...
Yeah. An acceptable amount of theft from your business is okay. Set,
but you can have a collection.
Ma'am.
Oh my so, gosh.
So obviously we're at the party now, right? The housewarming mm-hmm. party. Mm-hmm. Which looks a little tame. I don't know. Maybe my teen parties were different because I was in Alabama. And we were just crazier, but I don't know. It just seemed like people just hanging out. Yeah. And the mom bust in, and you would think that she walked into like a rager with her overacting. And you know, here.
What is this?
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah.
And
the rent is due.
My favorite. Here's all right. So here is where Sean didn't take it far enough.
Mm.
When she slapped Sean, I was 100% sure that Sean was either gonna A, like, push her or something. Mm. You know, like, get out of my house! Or I thought he was gonna hit her with, like, the ultimate finisher of, like, an insult.
Right.
And he didn't. And
no, he's all talk.
I lost a little respect. Mm-hmm. Like, he built me up all episode. And
he's
then
scared of that woman.
When push came to shove, he just took it.
It's like, but the thing is, I do think in this situation that he recognized that she is just, like, unhinged. And if he continues poking the bear, then he might quite literally get eaten. like, in front of all those people, he already got bitch slapped.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Also, too, yeah. You know, he is an adult living on his own. Maybe he has more maturity than I'm giving him credit for.
That man lives on chocolate milk and cake. And chocolate cake. No.
I meant to ask this earlier. How old is Sean and how old is Ellie in this?
So they're roughly the same age, but he's a grade below. He's in grade 10 and should be a junior. So they're mm-hmm. like 16, 17.
They're 16, 17.
Okay, so
yeah.
I guess in Canada, you can just do shit like that. Afford a really
He was emancipated. Yeah, he's on student welfare, so he has to get good grades and get
and
signature.
Ass apartment.
And he has like a student, a teacher advisor who like signs off on his living arrangement and his benefits and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of swaggy. It is. He does Dude. Not mop the floors in there, though, Chris.
Listen, he's 16.
Those floors are filthy.
Are the teachers signing off on Ellie going to live with them? Or
no.
is that
No,
kind of
that's
awesome?
Kind of an illegal sitch, y'all, off the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
But he's got plenty of space. He's going to take the, you know.
Well, I see why he didn't swing, because he could have ruined his living arrangements.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you can't fuck that up.
Okay, I'll cut up some slack. I wouldn't have done that, but I'll cut up some slack. Also, so, the next scene where the big confrontation, mm-hmm. Ellie and Mom and Ellie, and she just dumps out some more cutting supplies. And she was like, pick which one, Mom! I'm going to cut myself.
And she just happened to have it on because Ellie's, her mom came in and said, let's go, get in the fucking cab. She didn't have a chance to gather any of her shit.
Yes.
She's just carrying this shit on her person.
Yeah. And she literally said, I'm going to cut myself, Mom.
I brought it so you would know. I needed this. The only thing I grabbed.
This is what it costs.
And then her mom Yeah, and then her mom was like,
"Oh, baby, no!
Oh no!"
It's like, oh, "Bitch, no. You almost killed everyone in the house, and this is what brings the sympathy out."
It's my cut kit. Like, bitch, I have 3 to 4 of these.
Hey, this is too much. I got them strategically hidden around the house.
Her arms too.
She does pull and show her arms, but it's like, Ellie, come on. Like, the melodramatic nature of this scene is so, it's so thick.
Doesn't she hold out both arms even though one is bandaged from the fire?
Yeah.
Yes, she does. She does.
She's like, "I did it all for you. Oh, no, I did it all because of you.
God. This is your fault. This is what it caused.
Oh, my God. I love it. You know, maybe there is some sort of divine spirit who moves the ebbs and flows of life and time. Because if God would have given me an Ellie in high school, I would have absolutely ruined my life over someone like that, thinking I could, like, save her.
You would have been the "Would You Stop For Me?"
I would have. I would have.
Oh, Chris.
Degrees.
Oh, Chris. Oh, Chris. Oh, God. Oh, honey. You were spared, boo. You were spared.
So, I write songs. I used to, the same girl who cheated on me, with my drummer, I definitely wrote her, like, 5 or 6 poems.
And oh, fuck that girl.
Was just
fuck
like, "Here, lady. This is my soul speaking to you." And I'm so happy I got a girl who cheated on me like it was nothing, instead of the melodramatic milk every scenario for what it's worth girl. Because I would have fallen hook, line, and sinker for it.
Yeah. You were spared. You were given... You did. You dodged a bullet, and loving hands were placed on you.
You would suck so much right now.
God, I'd probably be one of those jaded, like, single dudes, huh?
Yeah, you'd be
forever a Craig Manning
who's dating a little bit too young for his age.
not a little. It's the little bit too young for his age for me. It's a little bit too young.
They are in constant crisis. You're like, you would be like 36 and still searching for like, or still dating like manic pixie dream girls. It would not be a good
thing. Yeah, I 1,000,000% would be doing that. I can't even lie to you.
I'm so glad that,
oh goodness,
that this is the man that stands before us today.
I 100% know that if like a few things would have changed in life, I would 100% be on that, like, 23 to 25 year old, like, daddy issues girls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Does she have daddy issues.
And, like, shamelessly.
I'd be trying to save them all.
Yeah.
Like, all of them. Godly.
You'd probably have a TikTok where you defended the age gaps in your relationship.
She's just a beautiful soul, and that's what I look at. The age of her soul, not her physical being. I've actually heard somebody say that before, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah. Yeah, but hey, look at me, I'm the perfect guy now, so.
I don't know that I go that far. But like I told you before we recorded, I'd choose you in particular over a bear.
Yeah, and before, you would have probably thrown me to the bear.
Oh, if you had dated Ellie?
Yeah.
Oh, if you had dated Ellie, I would lure you into the forest to feed you to the bear. I would be doing,
you're like, he must be stopped.
Service. And even though it wouldn't quite fit the scenario, I would probably, like, play the fuck out of Goodbye Earl, as I did.
Lord.
I'm done.
So, I actually love that the whole show ends with, like, no real resolution that we see between Ellie and her mom. It's just like, oh, I'm gonna cut myself. And she's like, oh no, baby. And like the next episode, the next scene is just like, all right, mom dropped me off to live here now.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to rehab.
She dropped me off in a cab.
Yeah.
No, she drove. But she
Oh, wait, no, wait. Right, he did say that. Like, oh, did she drive? Yeah, she's sober though. I checked.
I promise.
I promise. How do you? How can you promise that? Then, you got a breathalyzer, Ellie?
I do love that he hit her with the She was like, "Thank you for being there for me," and he was like, "I did it all for you." It's like, oh, brother, spare me.
Every little sneaky ass comment. Every jab in your mother's direction, it was all for you. Her mom, but like he could come at her and say, your mom's not the one with the burn on her hands. She didn't handle a hot ass pan, girl. Like that was you.
I just love that there's like zero resolution though. Like we don't see any of the resolution. It's just like, all right, they are now okay. And he's living with them. Also, what about the dad? Does he know? Are they like phoning in stuff to him, writing letters?
I don't think he knows.
He's in Kabul. He doesn't.
It was 2005. We had cell phones.
What can he do, Chris?
He can't.
Like he can be like, oh, sorry, got to go home, military.
He's like, only available via staticky ass phone call every second month of every other year.
That's not how it was, though. We had modern communication.
His ass disappeared. Okay.
I think Ellie's covering as best she can, and that's just kind of how it is.
Here's what I think. I think that he doesn't want to be there and deal with the problem, so he'd rather be in Kabul.
New theory. Her dad, Ellie's dad, has abandoned the fucking family, so he keeps asking for more shit to do over in Kabul.
I'm pretty sure that a few seasons from now, he's going to be down in Guantanamo. And they're like, Dad, come home. He's like, no, I can't.
I'm needed here.
It's like, being around your mom is Guantanamo Bay, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's so fucked up.
It's so bad.
Yeah, but...
Wouldn't you take your kid with you? I mean, you couldn't take him to Kabul, I guess, but...
You could, I guess. I mean, what suggested at the time.
But, like... It's irresponsible to just leave your kid in that house with that woman.
I come from a big military family. I don't know if you know this, but from the time my family has stepped into America, basically the only way to get ahead was military until like me. And so I have a military family. The military is as bad as you hear all the stories. However, if you tell the military that you are having major family things, they will send someone to investigate it. And if they deem it like alcoholism, your mom burning down the house, they'll pull you out of the combat zone to go deal with your family. Like, it's some bad.
And that would be enough to.
Yeah. There's some bad rules and bad things that happen in the military. My family has been through it all, but one thing that they will do is that they will allow you to at least try and fix like some family things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Granted, your ass is going right back to the front lines, but we're going to give you this week to like fix it.
And would the house have not burned down and give it and like be like needed a forcible renovation? In this event, if that like that he was able to come home for a week and
the periwinkle, like,
and see how many plastic bottles are in the fucking recycling, like
they should have had an episode with that. I don't know if they did, but they should have had an episode like where he comes home unexpectedly, finding all the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't.
They should have done it. All right. Here's what they should have done. Maybe they can do it for a reunion. Who knows? They should have had him come back. You know how like they surprise you? Like, oh, Dad's home. But he just finds all the plastic bottles. And this is after Ellie's glow up, so she starts cutting again.
Oh, shit. I feel like we don't get a lot more of Ellie's storyline. Her self-harm storyline is pretty much donezo.
She's
gonna move on to.
She stopped for him.
Well,
she's gonna move on to something else.
Sean saved her.
She's not going to cut about it anymore.
That's what I tell Caroline all the time. Sometimes women just need men to save them.
He saved her. He saved me in every way a person can be saved.
Okay, you know what? Like, I don't need to be saved, but you know what song I'm going to sing with my whole chest anyway is fucking I Need a Hero, Bonnie Tyler. Which is like so, it's such bullshit. Like, where is this man to ride in on his flaming steed and save me? But I'm going to put my whole life into that song when it comes on.
It's a good song. So I really enjoy, I enjoyed this episode, I think, the most out of any of them. There was a pacing to this that was, like, unhinged. Like, each scene is just unhinged and kind of doesn't have, like, this whole storyline just really didn't have anything to do with each other throughout the whole episode. And it was so quick and from the everything. It was great. It was a great episode.
Yeah.
Like, I love I can watch this with, like, analytical eyes. If I were to watch this, like, for pleasure, I'd be like, get this shit out of my face. I don't want to see this. But, like, analyzing it is, like, it's riveting. It's fucking riveting. They should teach this in college. I really believe that.
You're like, this right here needs to be studied.
It does. So glad that you enjoy this as much as you do, because we love having you on.
We do. And your takes are so great. Yeah.
I appreciate it, because I don't really watch much TV. And I haven't watched TV for a long time. And I also really appreciate the Degrassi part of it. Like, if this was another show, I don't think I'd put my whole chest into it.
Like, you really care watching episode Dawson's Creek?
Yeah.
That might be asking a lot of him.
He's asking a lot.
But there's a level of, like, my high school that I see in this, because it was around the same time, like 01 to 03 or something like that, or 04. And so, like, I really do see a lot of the culture from when I was growing up and seeing some of the interactions, and it is kind of cool to be like, oh, these Canadian people are doing the same thing I was in South Alabama.
And I
think that there is, like, a whole nostalgia for me that does allow me to, like, because I kind of trauma blocked a lot of high school. And there's, like, some sort of, like, watching this, it does allow me to pull, like, some of the bits of nostalgia that was really cool for high school. Yeah, so I very much appreciate this.
Yeah, well, glad it's a positive.
I mean, except for my, you know, reminding me of my ex cheating on me. But
okay. Well, right, right. Sorry. Except for that, we can't, you know, right? We can't. Like, you, if you didn't know that there was going to be cheating and a drummer involved, like, well, then sorry.
That's Degrassi for you.
That's it. Took you there. It took you there.
Yeah, but I very much appreciate you guys having me. It's a lot of fun, and I can't wait for the next episode.
Yes, we can't wait to have you back.
Have you back very much.
Awesome, so. And I promise whatever shit went wrong with the socials last time, I will fix that.
Badass, thank you.
We had an issue, and I still don't really know what the issue is. I know how to do it better this time, and I apologize for last time, but it will be better this time.
Word.
Bet.
Within the next week, I'm going to have, like, merch for you.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
And I told you I will, I'll do my thing and get those on all of our socials too.
Badass.
Love it.
Yep.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Oh, wait. Yeah, see ya.
Let me... Go.